Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare your mind for the journey. Did you know your attitude shapes your thoughts and your feelings? How do you really feel about your goals and your vision? Let's shape up and grow together. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light, illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience. And we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. You know, we don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are getting into position to win, working it now. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. You know, I must admit, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Well, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we will open our programming up for audience participation, which always gets me super excited because we welcome your questions and your comments. This lends to a more rich interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time to chime right on in, and don't be shy. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, attitude of gratitude is what we are taking a look at. The attitude of gratitude. Before we jump into today's programming, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share with you in today's programming. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school. Send a fax. Send an email. Bottom line, you get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you and join you for today's programming. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, our regular listeners, with expanding our outreach. Well, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, desktops, laptops, your smartphones with your notes, whatever you need, your iPads, you want to grab whatever you need to grab so that you can capture the richness of what will be shared on today so that you get more tools in your toolbox. I honestly must say, our global listening audience, and this is not just a cliche for Coach Adams, I truly love Mondays, and I love Mondays because I have the wonderful opportunity and privilege to share with you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win as we look at the attitude of gratitude. As we prepare to celebrate this Thanksgiving season coming up on this Thursday, I thought it was truly fitting for us to approach the subject of attitude from a different point of view. You see, in my branded win shops and my Shape Up event, the A in Shape stands for attitude. Why? Because our attitude is the decision maker. You know, what's interesting is that you cannot pick up a motivational book, a success book, an empowerment book, anything around success or moving your life to the next level personally or professionally, and there not be a chapter or segment, section around attitude. And in this time of being focused around Thanksgiving and this attitude of gratitude, I'm the first to admit that I, Coach Adams, hold on to your seats, our global listening audience, you know, I don't always get it right. I don't always get it right. Why? Because none of us are perfect. I fall short as well. But this is a thing that may make a difference between you and I. I have a consciousness of the significance of attitude and how it may impact my journey. And so with that said, my goal is to navigate through life's journey with a good attitude. That is always my goal. Again, sometimes I miss it, but that's my consciousness. And you know, we open the show today with the following questions. We raise some thoughts around the following questions. Number one, did you know that before you shape up, you must prepare your mind for the journey? And this is so important and key because our mindset is a direct result of our attitude. And we're going to dig into that a little bit deeper, but I just want us to lay the foundation of where we're going on this journey. And you may be thinking, oh, Coach Adams, attitude, I get it, whatever. I don't need to hear anything else about attitude. Now, see, that's exactly why you need to stay tuned in, because I'm speaking to you. The one that thinks, oh, I got this all together. I got it. I'm tight. I'm good. Did you know your attitude shapes your thoughts, which is your thinking, and your feelings? And that raises the question of, with this new understanding or this awareness, this reminder of, how do you really feel about your goals and your vision? You see, our attitude is our settled way of thinking and feeling about something. Our attitude reflects in our behavior. An attitude is our mindset. You see, I have a ministry partner. Many of you know that I serve a Christian-based organization, Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, as their global master trainer. And one of the things that we teach is this drill called the enthusiastic drill. And I always love when we get into the enthusiastic drill, because we talk about to be, you must act. And it's dealing with your ability to act your way into a different feeling. And so you have to now connect your attitude with this whole vibe. But what I love is one of my ministry partners, my ministry brother, his nickname is Mr. Entheo. And I tell you, when he gets before the crowd, there's this electrifying energy that's happening. Why? Because he understands the significance of attitude. And one of the things I want us to recognize is that our attitude is truly the decision maker. You see, my spiritual brother, he gets up, Mr. Entheos, and he is all into, and he's, you know, whoa, and he truly has the capacity, because of his attitude, which now becomes contagious, he draws other people in, even if they are the super cool individual that's like, you know, it doesn't take all that. They find themselves drawn in because it's contagious. Attitude is one of the most contagious qualities a human being possesses. And so, interestingly enough, what happens is those individuals that first are like, yeah, I'm not buying into this whole enthusiastic drill thing, and his nickname is Entheos, I don't even know what that means, and he's getting up with all of this fire and vibrancy, and, you know, I'm too cool for that, I had a hard day, you know, whatever it may be. But yet, because this environment becomes so charged, he now draws you in. It's contagious. He now draws you in because it's contagious. He draws you into all of this energy that's now electrifying, just how the little fur baby wants to get drawn into tonight's Motivational Monday. It's electrifying. And so we must understand that attitude, without question, is truly the decision maker. You know, so often we've heard the term that attitude is everything, but I want you to make a shift and recognize that it's the decision maker. You know, when I was in a corporate setting, a part of my responsibilities in my last capacity in a corporate setting was that I would often interview individuals. I would support the recruiting department indirectly as a second interviewer for prospective candidates. And so, of course, I would get the resumes of the individuals that they are sending my way for this second opinion. They've gone through the first interview, and now they're moving to the next level. And so I would, of course, take the time to review the resumes. Oftentimes, they have the same qualifications. Both had the same qualifications. So for me, I'm always looking for that individual that has that slight edge and there's something different about them that enables them to stand out. And, you know, what's so key is that something is their attitude. And so, you know, I'm sitting at the desk and candidate number one comes in. We go over their qualifications again. They have similar, like qualifications. They don't get the edge on that because, you know, they both have 5 years experience, parallel experience, you know. They have the background that's needful and so on and so forth. But you have one person that comes in, and oftentimes what people don't realize because of the way that the office was set up at the time, I was hypersensitive. When I knew I had a candidate coming in, I would watch how they came into the office because my office was in a glass setting. And so I would watch how they came into the office. So I'm being aware, you know, how would they greet the individuals on the floor that would greet them? Did they have an attitude? Did they come in nasty and salty? But then when they get in front of me at the desk and they try to flip that switch? So I was constantly observing to see how does this individual navigate generally through life? Because attitude truly is the decision maker. And so I had this one individual came in and they were just nasty. But they weren't nasty with me. They were nasty with my team. You see, I think maybe they got some traffic or whatever it was, got lost navigation. I don't know. And really, for me, it doesn't matter. What mattered is how they came in. And so they came in salty in their way in which they moved into the office. It was like, I'm here. I really don't want to be here. Now, mind you, this individual is coming in to interview, saying, I want to be a part of your team. And I'm observing this. And they sit down in front of me and, you know, I ask them a few questions and, you know, they try to shake it off. But the overall sense in this interview, despite the fact that now this is their second interview, so they did something right to get past the first stage, and now they're at the second stage. But I think they may have gotten a little too comfortable about being at the second stage, and something rubbed them the wrong way, and they didn't know how to just quickly shift that thing. So we had our interview, you know, I'm processing, I've observed all this. Okay, all righty. Thank you for coming in. We will let you know where you go from here. The next candidate comes in. Again, I'm sitting in my office, my glass office, and I'm observing. They walk in with a smile. It is like a breath of fresh air. They come in very pleasant. They greet the office team, those that are on the floor, they let them know why they are there. You can feel the vibrancy and the pep in their step. It's just suddenly like sunshine has walked into the room. The other person was like cloudiness had walked into the room. Clear difference in the weather. The weather conditions were truly different. And so this individual comes in. Now, mind you, with the other person, I spent maybe 15, 20 minutes, maybe, if that. The other individual comes in. Again, they walk in smiling like a ray of sunshine. It's refreshing. They're interacting pleasantly with everyone. They sit in my office. And I tell you, we got lost in time. It was so refreshing, such a joy to interact with this individual. It was so pleasant, so positive. Guess what? That person ended up being the individual that was hired. Not because they had greater qualifications than the other, no. It was because their attitude made the difference. And their attitude was one that became contagious. They drew me into the vibrancy of their positivity and energy. And see, we don't realize how our attitude affects us. And again, Coach Adams, I'm in the boat with those of you that fall short. None of us are perfect. I don't always get it right. I really don't. But my desire is to, my heart is to, and I understand the importance of it. And that attitude, that weather, as I like to call it, the question is, you know, when people interact with you, is it cloudy? You know, a slight overcast. It's just a little cloudy. It's not, you know, that bad, but it's a kind of gloomy day. Or when they interact with you, is it stormy weather for sure? You know you're in a storm here when you interact with them. How do they make you feel when you're in their presence? Like with this individual, they walked in and it was sunshiny. Their weather was that California sun. It was vibrant. You felt like, oh, let me pull the top down on the convertible and let's go take a ride because the weather is perfect. The sun is shining. We can get kissed by the sun and just have a great day. And so what kind of weather do you transfer to others is the question that I raise. Because how we approach this matter of attitude, truly, it makes a difference. It really does. And, you know, we stated that our attitude is a result of how we settle in, our way of settling in with our thinking and our feelings. Now, this is what's so interesting. Our thinking, of course, is a combination of the words that have been spoken into our lives. You know, I wrote a powerful piece on the power of words. It can be reviewed in the Change book, Insight into Self-Empowerment. If you're interested in getting your autographed copy, I do have some available. Great for the holiday. Wonderful gift for the holidays. You can send an email to our team, admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may simply give our team a call. Let us know how many copies you want us to send your way. I'm happy to autograph those for you. And again, it makes a great book. And what a great gift to give someone the gift of empowerment. The Change brings together top co-authors who share life-enhancing realizations that will truly touch every area of your lives. And my chapter is a breakout chapter on the power of words. Because the reality is we are spirit beings having a human experience. When we encounter each other as individuals in life, it's not what's on the outside that we encounter, but rather what's on the inside. See, our attitude is reflective of those things that are on the inside. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And all of the words that have been deposited into our emotional bank account, they will in turn affect our attitude and our thinking and how we feel about a situation or something or a person or a thing or whatever it may be. And then our attitude reflects in our behavior. As we spoke earlier about my spiritual brother, Mr. Entheo, his attitude reflected in how he came to the environment with all of this enthusiasm that became contagious. That was his attitude. And so we need to understand how our attitude, being the decision maker, will affect us and affect others. What speaks is not what is on the outside, but what speaks is what has been deposited on the inside of each and every one of us. What is in your emotional bank account is the question that I raise to you on this magnificent Motivational Monday. Each of us are made up of a compilation of words. What exactly does this mean, you may be thinking? Coach Adams, what in the world are you saying? You're getting too deep on a Monday. But I want you to really get it. We are a living manifestation made up of and a direct result produced of all of the words that have been spoken into our lives, negative or positive. You see, these words have shaped us into the individuals that we have grown to be. Words frame our thoughts, beliefs, and in turn affect what we will achieve. It affects our behavior because it is our mindset. So our attitude shows up based on those words that have been deposited. What's in your emotional bank account? What is in your emotional bank account, more commonly known as our heart? It is truly what begins to speak what's on the inside. So whatever is resting in you, that is what people encounter, and it shows up. It manifests as your attitude. It comes out in the behavior of your attitude. And so the illustration that I gave you of the two individuals that I shared with you who had like experience, and I shared with you that the second person, hands down, because attitude is the decision maker, that individual got the job. You know, I'm often reminded, and for those of you who are regular listeners, I so apologize for boring you with this story because I know you've heard it before, but it's speaks to what we're talking about. In short, and I'll give you the skinny of it, I was in property management. I had gotten an amazing rave review, best review I had gotten in the industry while I was in the corporate setting, from an individual who had ended up leaving the company. I didn't know where they went. I put in a resume somewhere else, and I got the call from the manager at the location where I had submitted the resume, and they called me in, and I went in to have the interview with them. I ended up getting the position, and they said to me afterwards, they gave me some insight. They said, you know, your resume was on a stack on my desk, and they called the individual's name, and they said he started thumbing through the resumes. He pulled yours out in the midst of this stack, and he said, get her in here. She's great. She's amazing. She's all of this. If you can get through all of that positive crap. I thought, wow, if positive crap is the one negative thing you have to say about someone, I'll take it any day. Because who doesn't want to be around people who are positive? Because people who are positive and have a good attitude, those individuals, they breathe life into a situation. You know, so often in my coaching practice, be it a group coaching session, for example, I'm doing a group setting right now on put your dream to the test. Oh my gosh, this has been an amazing group of individuals. We are literally going into week number 9 of our 10-week series. It has been absolutely amazing on put your dream to the test. And what I love is that in this setting, because in group settings or one-on-one coaching, I often tell my clients, I tell them, keep a gratitude journal. Because, again, remember, today on Motivational Mondays, we're talking about the attitude of gratitude. But we've been building a case first on attitude. And I want you to know that this attitude of gratitude, because I've grown to realize the significance of whatever we give our attention to or lend our members to our focus to, that's what we give light to. And so whatever it is, negative or positive, it makes an impact. Excuse me. Negative or positive, your attitude makes an impact. And so I was sharing with one of the members, I said, you really need to do an attitude journal. And the reason why I give that recommendation oftentimes is because life can beat you up. It really can. And I know that. With all of the negativity, all of the stuff, all of the trials, the tribulations, all of the obstacles, all of the weight, the heaviness, the issues, it can weigh you down. But when you consciously allow your mind to be that of gratitude, it doesn't matter what's going on. If you can simply find the silver lining in any situation, it goes to the question, are you an optimist or are you a pessimist? Process that for just a moment. Optimist, your glass is always half full, or are you a pessimist? Your glass, no matter what, it's half empty. There is no silver lining for you. If there's any negative in a situation, you can find it. It's like you're a negative magnet. Remember we said, attitude is without question one of the most contagious qualities a human being can possess. But that goes both ways, negative or positive. It's not just positive that you attract, as I shared with and about Mr. Entheo. It happens both ways, negative as well. And so because I understand the power of words and our focus, I had coached this individual and I said, keep a gratitude journal in this season in your life. Because of the challenges and the stuff, you need to focus your mind on what you have to be grateful for. So find the silver lining. Each day, find five silver linings each day that you can be grateful for. Large or small, it doesn't matter. Maybe it was, and the other day I actually had one of these moments. One of the things that I so appreciate about fall is one of my guilty pleasures, my little treats for the fall season, and that is, and my girl Christine knows because we share this love, that is an eggnog latte from Starbucks. Oh, yeah. So the other day, I went to Starbucks, and of course, I know it's fall, and they're starting to bring in all of the fall flavors, and although I didn't see it on the board, I said, do you have an eggnog latte? And she said, we do. I got excited. I went for something else, but my fall treat was there. I look forward to it every season. It's like my little guilty pleasure. I have to be cautious not to have too many during the holiday season because eggnog. Okay, but anyway, we won't go there. But that day, I was so grateful to have that little treat. And it didn't matter what else was going on because I was so grateful. My attitude was so grateful for something as simple as an eggnog latte. So it can be something as simple as a delicious cup of coffee, tea, whatever your pleasure, to, I don't know, I didn't have the rent and then suddenly I got it. I didn't have the car payment. I got this great client today, whatever it may be. But if you allow yourself to be focused on gratitude, the attitude of gratitude, you're raising your consciousness, you're raising yourself away from the negativity. And it's just a support for you. Because I want you to know, how do you approach this matter of attitude? I actually have some recommendations for you, and I want you to capture this. I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I thank you so much for that. So when we're looking at this awareness, how do I approach it? You want to have an awareness. Be aware of how you normally show up in situations. As we just spoke about, are you an optimist? Do you often find the silver lining in a situation? Or are you the pessimist? Is there always negativity, a cloud of negativity following you? It doesn't matter the setting, you can find something negative in it. That individual, when they come into a room, it's like they suck all of the life. If there's any life in the atmosphere, they suck it out. But someone who comes in with this attitude of gratitude and this attitude that's contagious, that's positive, guess what? They are, like I gave the illustration of the individual that came in for an interview, it is like the sun is shining. It's refreshing. They shift the atmosphere. A smile can do that so easily. And just how do you show up? What is your countenance? How do other individuals make you feel when you're in their presence? Does your skin crawl? Do you get itchy? Do you feel uncomfortable? Or do you feel like, this person is blowing life. Well, I can't wait to engage with this person. Or do you start to shrink and your body starts to contract and you're like, oh, my God, that person again, darn it. They come into a room and you're trying to duck and dive and hide under stuff because you don't want to have to encounter them. They probably don't even know. They probably don't even realize. Because no one has told them, and they probably are not even open to being aware. So how do I approach this matter of attitude? I want to have an awareness, just a simple awareness, a consciousness of how do I show up? Where am I on the Richter scale? Am I negative more often than not? Am I positive more often than not? How do I show up in a situation? Because when we're talking about shaping up and winning, shaping up and win, developing our shape, and A being attitude, our attitude, as we discussed earlier, it shapes our thoughts. And so the question raises, what are your thoughts? If you have the attitude of gratitude, you're making sure that your thoughts stay in a grateful place. It doesn't mean that life is purpose, is perfect, and without challenge and without issues. It just simply means that you are choosing to focus your energy in a more positive place. And you have to be real with you. As I often reference Shakespeare, Shakespeare says it best, to thine own self be true. And so this is about a very awareness of being aware. Where are you on the Richter scale? How do you show up? And so how do I approach this matter of attitude? I have to have an awareness. Number two, I want to recognize when my attitude is not favorable. So I have to, one, have an awareness, and then I want to recognize when my attitude is not favorable. And we're going to talk about further how you can do that, because your attitude can either win you favor or it can lose you favor, because it is the decision maker. And, you know, in Put Your Dream to the Test, one of the things that we talk about is the people that are around you, the people that are a part of your dream team. You have the wrong people on your dream team, wrong attitude, that can be a nightmare for you. And so know that it's important to understand, one, where are you? Have the awareness, recognize your attitude. Is it favorable? Is it not? Did I win favor? Did I lose favor in a given situation? Recognize how you show up. Understand, number three. Number one, awareness. Number two, recognize. Number three, understand the effects of your attitude. Attitude is one of the most contagious qualities a human being can possess. We talked about that. We brought that out. So when you understand that, you know that you have the ability to be a state inducer, meaning you can change the state of an environment because of your attitude, how you show up, and what you bring to the environment. Now, so often we get into environments and the environment changes us instead of us changing the environment. I want to challenge you that you would be the light in dark places, that you would be the one to change the environment, that when you come, the environment is more vibrant, it's better, there's greater light, it's more refreshing, the sun is shining because of your presence, because you are there. But see, this attitude of gratitude that we're talking about, it doesn't just start and stop on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving. It is a continuous state of mind. What is your state of mind? Are you even aware of what your state of mind is? Recognize it. Understand the effects of it. This one is so key. Oh, evaluate what triggers you and sets you off. You know, people have the ability to push our buttons. What triggers you? What sets you off? What buttons can be easily pushed by others? That despite your good efforts and your desire, they take you into a different zone because they just know how to push your buttons. We have to grow in not giving those people the power. And it takes a lot of effort and work. Coach Adams will tell you, oh my gosh, such consciousness, that awareness. Because so often it's easier to go on autopilot and just respond. But it takes an extra special person who filters that response before you respond. If people only knew how so often I may be quiet instead of responding to some of the things that people say, because there's power in silence sometimes, and just not saying anything and just allowing them to go. Greater power, but that takes a great filter to want to say something and not. and to just say, okay. It's so funny. I saw a post around that, similar to that today, on Instagram. And I thought, wow, I can so relate to that one. Because it truly is a choice. It's a choice. And so number one, as we are looking at how do I approach this matter of attitude, how can I put myself in a position that I have an attitude of gratitude? What can I do, Coach Adams? How can I be more equipped? Give me some tools for my toolbox. And that's what we're doing. Various tools have been mentioned to support you on your journey. We spoke about the Change book and the Power of Words, my breakout chapter, Great Gift, Insight into Empowerment. We spoke about Put Your Dreams to the Test. I have another Mastermind Roundtable starting on December the 11th on Put Your Dreams to the Test. And this is an amazing 10-week series, powerful. So if you need to put your dream to the test, you have some questions around, is my dream truly my dream? Is it valid? What can I do to move to the next level? That's the journey for you. Limited space is available for that. That's a group coaching session, but one-on-one coaching is available for you as well. So any of the services that Coach Adams has to offer, if you're interested, send an email to our team at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may give us a call direct. Would love to hear from you at 310-289-2101. This topic today around the attitude of gratitude and the significance of attitude, we are kind of pulling some pages from my branded Win Shops and Shape Up events. A in shape is attitude, and attitude, we must be truly aware that attitude stands out. A is the attitude in shape. And as we stated, attitude is the decision maker. And so as we've been on this journey, we're now taking a look at how to approach this matter of attitude. Number one, we talked about the importance of awareness. Number two, we discussed that I must recognize. Recognize what? I must recognize when my attitude is not favorable, because you can make a shift. Just because you may have a bend in the negative doesn't mean that you cannot shift those negatives to positives. The reality is many of us have, oh my gosh, an overwhelming amount of thinking. Believe me, I know this to be true. So you don't have to stay there, though. That's the key. You do not have to stay there. But having that awareness and being able to recognize, you can, in fact, make a shift. And that's what today is all about, helping you to get some more tools in your toolbox so that you can make a shift. You don't have to stay there. Understand, number three, the effects of your attitude. Understand that. Number four, we said evaluate. What triggers you? What sets you off? Who sets you off? Maybe that individual needs to be cut off, cut out of your life. Maybe you need to tell them bye-bye because they just know how to push your buttons and they are a trigger for you. Obviously, if you're in a marriage relationship, you can't just cut them off because you're in a covenant. But I'm just saying, you have to evaluate the people, because in Put Your Dream to the Test, why another reason why I brought that up earlier is we talked about people 2 weeks ago and the importance of people, having the right people on your dream team. I often reference Meet the Fockers, the Robert De Niro character, talked about the circle of trust, the circle of love. So you want to make sure that the people that are in your inner circle Those are not the people that are triggering you and setting you off. So evaluate what and who are your triggers. What and who are your triggers? Number five, protect yourself from those things and people who may affect you adversely. You don't have to accept those environments. We were just talking about that. They don't have to be in your inner circle. You don't have to have them circling the wagons around you. If they're circling the wagons with negativity, make a shift. Take yourself out of the circle. Remove yourself. Remove them. Set them at bay. Separate. Do what you need to do. But as a life manager, you have the responsibility to protect yourself from those things and those people who may affect you adversely. So be aware of that, because that is your responsibility. You know, I had, at the time, this is many years ago now, this was in the 90s, I had an individual that was in my life, beautiful person. They really were a beautiful person. But boy, when I tell you, they were negative Nelly for sure. Negative Nancy. If there was something negative to be found in a situation, this person would find it. They would always find it. And I had to come to realize, how is this individual affecting my environment, my circle? Because no matter what, they always found negative in any possible situation, because they were a pessimist. And here I was, an optimist. And I'm always looking for the silver lining, and they were always finding the negative, and I'm trying to find the silver lining, and they're trying to find the negative. Can you imagine how draining that energy was and can be? So we have to protect ourselves from those things and those people who may affect us adversely. You have the power. You don't have to have that person in your life. It is a choice. It doesn't mean that you just cut them off and you throw them away and treat them rudely and nasty. You don't have to do that, but you do want to make sure that you protect yourself, because as we spoke about earlier, our emotional bank account, the words that are spoken become seeds that are deposited, and those seeds take root. And oftentimes, it's not the words that we have spoken, although we need to be aware of what is our self-talk. It may not be the words that we have spoken, but it may be the words of someone else that now has you feel in some kind of way about your dream, about your goals. Because negative Nelly, negative Nancy came over and said, girl, you can't do that. Man, for real, are you serious? You can't do that. That is just too big for you. Who do you think you are? You're not going to achieve that. And so that negativity affects your attitude. You're no longer grateful for what you have accomplished because of those seeds of others, because you didn't protect yourself from those things and the people who may affect you adversely. So not only do we want to have an awareness, not only do we want to recognize, not only do we want to understand, not only do we want to evaluate, not only do we want to protect, but we also want to take responsibility. Take responsibility for your shortcomings and be responsible for your attitude. I can't take responsibility for you, but I can take responsibility for me. And so I want to encourage you today, and it is amazing, and I so apologize that we did not have the opportunity to get to any live interaction today. because there was such richness. And I wanted to get through all of the information that we had for you today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You, here every Monday to give you your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week so that you can be more empowered and equipped on your journey. And I want you to know that although you couldn't ask a question or make a comment live, we do welcome your interaction through social media. Let's continue the dialogue. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. Anyone and all are welcome. So if you're interested in being a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum and you're not already a member, just simply ask to be a member, and you are welcome. We want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You. As we wrap up today's installment, I want to share some things with you, but I want to leave you with these closing words around attitude. Your attitude can make or break you. Will your attitude be an asset or a liability? That's up to you to determine. As I shared earlier, Coach Adams has a mastermind roundtable perfect for closing out this year and starting next year. Put your dream to the test. 10 questions to help you seize it. I love this material. The group that is engaged with it right now is truly having an amazing time. You know, they often inspire me because of all of the richness that they are receiving. As a matter of fact, one of our members wrote a note to me, "I love this mastermind class. I love this masterclass. And four explanation marks. I love it. My dream is manifesting. More explanation marks. Baby steps. I am so thankful for you because they're on the journey and have been fully engaged. And I'm so proud of them. And I want to invite you to take the next journey starting December the 11th. Private mastermind roundtable on put your dream to the test. Now you can put your dream to the test through the 10 questions that help you to see it more clearly and be able to seize it and move to the next level. A great way to close out this year and to start next year. If you want additional information regarding the mastermind roundtable, limited space is available. If you register by the 27th, which is fast approaching, so if you register within 2 days, the day before Thanksgiving, I am going to give you a complimentary one-on-one coaching session so that you can power through some strategies associated with your vision. I want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a quick call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Know that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success through our branded Shape Up Win Shops, which is a live empowerment workshop. 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. All of the tools that Coach Adams have are truly designed to be a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. So be it an individual coaching session, group coaching, be it here on the airwaves with Motivational Mondays. What a great way to jumpstart your week. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. You don't want to miss our next installment of Motivational Mondays. We're going to continue in our Shape Up series. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We thank you so much for tuning in, and do have an amazing Thanksgiving celebration. Be safe. Appreciate your loved ones, family, and friends and associates and those that are in your circle of influence. But don't just stop on Thursday with telling them how thankful you are for them. Make your mindset be an attitude of gratitude and that you are constantly expressing that all year round. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to having you share with us on next week.